Talking today with Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. Kim, a multitude of reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm not even quite sure where to start, but I thought we might start with that winter wheat seedings report. Rather surprising to see the level of decline in our wheat acreage numbers here in the Southern Plains.
I was surprised by that. You look at Oklahoma down 10% from last year, down to 4.5 million acres. And what everybody's talking about on these acreages is how long it's been since we've been this low. Now, Oklahoma was below 4.5 in 1962, and then you got to go back to 1934. But you look at Kansas, 7.4 million acres, down 13%. It's been 1911 since Kansas has planted less acres than that. You look at all hard red winter wheat, it was 1909 since we've been down to the 23.3 million acres. So I think we expect it to be down, and you can look at the trade numbers. You know, they were looking at 34.1 million acres of winter wheat. It came in at 32.4. Hard red winter wheat, they were looking at 25 million acres. It came in at 23.3. I think this is a big surprise to the market, and the market reaction, I think, was mostly due to these lower planted acres or seeded acres. And, you know, we saw a good jump in the market after this.
Now, we've clearly had that trend going for a while. I know, at least in Oklahoma, of gradually ratcheting down the number of acres going into winter wheat each fall.
We've seen that going. You know, you can look at last year, it was only 5 million acres here in Oklahoma. And you've seen the producers switching from wheat. I know I've talked to wheat producers. They said, you know, out of the last 7 years, they've only had one profitable year because of either the weather or the price. And we've seen a shift of Oklahoma and the Great Plains areas. We've seen shifts out of wheat into other crops.
Now, you know, what is this as far as what does this really mean in your mind when it comes to these type of reduction in acres, Southern Plains across the entire hard red winter wheat belt? Does that get us anywhere close later this year, you know, as we start pricing this 2017 crop? Does that get us anywhere closer to break even?
Oh, I think, yes, I think it's going to get us closer to break even. I think the single most important factor to get us close to break even is going to be a test weight and protein. I think we're going to come into harvest. We've had a record world crop, but with this record world crop was record yields, and with record yields you had below average protein. The world is awash in wheat, but they're not awash in protein. There's a shortage of protein, and they need protein to blend some of this good test weight wheat that needs some protein in it. If the next exportable crop is the United States winter wheat crop, the hard red winter wheat crop, and when we start that harvest, if we produce a quality product, the market's going to want to keep it out of storage. They're going to want to keep it out of the loan, and I think they will bid that price up. So I'm cautiously optimistic about the price getting closer to break even as we get to harvest.
I'm kind of picking up from what you're saying then is that it's pretty important that our wheat producers not shortchange quality issues as far as their agronomic practices. They need to make sure they have adequate nitrogen as they head closer to the harvest season.
That's correct. I was talking to one producer, and I was asking him what it cost him to put nitrogen down. And it takes about 2 pounds of nitrogen per bushel. And we're talking about, you know, at the margin, in other words, I've already got an average expectation of 40. I can get 45 if I'll put down nitrogen. That'll take me another 10 pounds of N. It costs about 44 cents a pound to get it down, or 88 cents a bushel. Yes, they've got more money in it now than they expect to get out of it, but that's already a fixed input. If they can put, for 88 cents, if they can generate another bushel of production, even at 360 wheat, and that's what the market, well, we're up 13 today, so 370, the market's offering about 370 right now for harvest delivered wheat. So for 88 cents, you can generate another $3.70. That's a no-brainer.
Beyond Wheat, Kim, I know, like I said, they've got a bunch of reports that USDA released today. What really is sticking out in your mind regarding supply-demand or that wrap-up of crop production numbers for 2016?
Well, I think the WASD was a wash. There wasn't much there. They raised the ending stocks a little bit on wheat. They lowered a little bit on corn. I think we've got to watch corn relatively close because we've got a lot of feed that, or a lot of wheat that we need to feed. A number that stuck out to me was that quarterly stocks. If you look at Oklahoma quarterly stocks, we had 119 million bushels in the bin this time last year. We got 138.3 this year. That's about 19 more million bushels. Think of the 16 crop. We didn't have space for it. And we're at this point, say, just round it off to another 20 million bushels, that we've got to find that space that we won't have as we come into the 17 crop. So my big concern is that all this wheat in storage, and where are we going to store the 17 crop?
Regarding that 17 crop, in other words, I guess maybe two questions on marketing decisions right now. A guy that still has maybe a few bushels left of the 16 crop here in the new year, what do they do regarding the 17 crop? Is it time to start pricing some of this wheat?
If I could risk lower prices, I wouldn't price any wheat right now. You're guaranteed 315. Well, 315 minus 9 months storage. Let's go back to producing the test weight and protein. If we got a poor quality crop, low test weight, low protein, just say low protein, we have test weight and no protein and the price is lower. There is a chance that the price could be, down in the 320, 330 level. If we have large yields, low test weight, low protein, we could see $2.50 wheat, but that's not going to help you any. I wouldn't price. I would bet on a quality crop and a slightly higher price. They're at $3.60. That gives you a 45-cent risk in there, getting down to the loan. I wouldn't price it.
In other words, keep your powder dry.
That's right. Now, the thing I would do is if I've got wheat in the loan, say I put wheat in the loan on July or August, something like that, and so I've got about 5 months in it, I've got another 3 or 4 months storage that I could save, I would look at getting some of that wheat out of the loan and putting that on the market because, say you've got a $3.15 loan, you're going to have another 3 cents of interest in it, that gets you to 318. You can say the market's at say 360, so you're picking up 42 or 3 cents there above your loan for that. Plus you're saving at 4 or 5 cents a month, 3 to 4 months storage that you won't have to pay. So I would look at getting some of that wheat out of the loan now and getting it on the market.
Thank you, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist at Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.